Okay, Harry, when you first arrived at the Carolina Inn, you saw something that made you think you would never want to come back to this place, and yet you were interested in the possibility of teaching. Did something happen that changed that?
Well, yeah, after I got to talk to Sonia and some of her staff and some of the students, I think Alan Johnson, I think he might have even been on that interview mm-hmm. panel, Squires. Mm-hmm. It changed. I got to see the campus in the daylight. I didn't see any nooses or anything. you have to understand, I'm from the North, and I've been South because I have relatives in the South, but the South was always a place that we talked about in kind of in a different language, you know. Down, it was like another country. You know, when you would come back from the South, you would tell people how different it was. It had fountains that you couldn't drink out of. You had to sit in the back of the bus. And, you know, people in the North would say, what? And they couldn't believe it. And you have to go to movies. You have to sit up in a balcony in church pews. So when I told people I was coming down for an interview, they said, North Carolina? Man, you must be crazy. So anyway, but it changed when I met Sonia, her people. And I think I met Ernie Pitt, too, because mm-hmm. he was involved with that. And he was an alum of the school. And so they were all good people, and they kind of interested me. And when I found out what the concept was, I was really interested. And so I did change, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I did come back, came back for the interview. And, of course, I met more students because mm-hmm. they were all on the search committee, Sam Fullwood. Mm-hmm. It was either Sam or Alan who was on that committee. And that's why I came. Mm-hmm. And I came on a 3-year contract. I was a lecturer for a 3-year contract. And I figured that would give me enough time to see. Plus, to be totally honest with you, even though I had a 3-year contract, I wasn't above breaking it because I had to see how my son was going to accept not seeing me on a regular basis. At the time, he was 7 years old. His mother and I were separated, he saw me every weekend. I was at his games and stuff during the week because I was right across the bridge in Jersey and Philly. And so we had to really see how he was going to accept it. And he had a rough time initially, but I was home a lot because I would drive home on holidays and spring break and whatnot. But I also continued to work on a couple of boards for the Quakers. And so they had me flying in on a fairly regular basis. I was on their public information board, and I was on their executive board for international development. So I got in there a lot. And that summer of 79, Selassie, my son, came down with me because I was running a program for the institute with high school students. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, they were high school students. And he came down with me for that summer and got to see everything, and he relaxed. And he liked the campus. Mm-hmm. Shortly after, he determined that he was going to come here to school, which he did. Mm-hmm. He graduated in 93. So that all played a part. Mm-hmm. And after the 3-year contract, I was given a 6-year contract as a lecturer. And somewhere during that period, Richard had the position converted to an associate professor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.